I'm not a visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
This is The Boop Show, episode 246. It is Monday, May 18th, 2020. Rip. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Boop Show. It is May. I'd already said that. It's me, Scott Johnson, Brian Dunaway over there. I'm not saying the date twice. F that.
It's May the 14th. May the 18th would be with you. Hey, yeah. How's it going, Scott?
Good. Do you want to hear the bad news or the good news?
I want to hear both at the same time.
All right. The bad news is the reason I'm sporting a naked Switch.
No!
Is because my holder, I dropped it and it cracked. Yeah.
So what?
I got to get another one. I hit it kind of hard.
Dude, how'd you do that? These things are mine's like, I'm going to drop it trying to tell you how cool it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got the same one, right?
Yeah,
same
except you got that little thing at the bottom I don't have. You got the little stand.
Oh, yeah, I got a little charge grid thing.
Yeah, I got to get that. I want that. How do you get that?
Yeah, it's pretty cool because it makes it a little easier because then you can like stand this on things.
Yeah.
And it just stands up.
Yeah, and then you can play a little two-player with somebody on your tiny screen and whatever. Yeah,
I don't do that, but still, it's good for charging. Like, I keep it next to my bed. It's just tall enough to keep next to my bed and go boop.
Do you think it's weird? I think it's weird that they haven't put any kind of media apps on that thing yet. There's no Netflix. There's no Hulu.
Oh, there actually is Hulu.
What? Hulu's on there?
Hulu and YouTube is the only media apps that are on there.
Why isn't Netflix? People have these connected to their televisions. They're 1080p devices. It's not like they can't watch quality content there.
I don't understand it. I was so frustrated because I was like, I keep this next to my bed because I'm playing it. But then when I'm like, okay, I'm tired. I think I'm going to go to sleep. Maybe I'm going to go to sleep watching something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I guess I'll get another device out because I don't have no Netflix in here. So I usually have to watch something on Hulu.
Yeah, I get you. Well, I'm super curious about that. I wonder why they didn't do that. Nintendo's business model is outdated. I don't know. Why? They're selling so many of those things. Why wouldn't Netflix just have their app there like they do on everything else?
I'm curious to find out if it's a Netflix issue or a Nintendo issue. I feel like it's going to be a Nintendo because Netflix is everywhere.
Well, they say outdated, but what does that mean? There's nothing outdated about it. The game's not even in the middle of its life cycle.
Nintendo is has always been a distribution company. They're not really a gaming.
But
company.
What people are saying doesn't make sense. This Netflix was on the Wii. Netflix was on the Wii U. Why isn't it on this Switch? It doesn't make sense.
Actually even on the DS, the 3DS I had.
Yeah, that's right. It had a little Netflix app, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I don't buy any of these reasons in the chat. They have funky rules. They are weird at business. No, I understand what you're saying. They are weird, but you know what? We're going to do further looking. It's all opinion at this point. I have no idea why they don't have it on there.
I've never looked it up. All I know is I just looked, and I was like, well, why not? And I'm like, I've learned to stop asking that question. Like, I got a Roku, I got an Amazon Fire Stick, I got my iPhone. For the longest time, I couldn't even shop on Amazon hardly at all on the iPhone because they was like, no, because we got this service and that service. And then the same with PlayStation. It's like, I stopped asking a long time ago.
You may as well just not ask, I guess. All right, well, let's do this instead. I like this. Video games for the week. I'm going to start with a game I've talked about before. I know this already. Don't be yelling at me out there.
Old man Johnson, you already talked about that game.
But I talked about it when it was in early access, very early access.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's out now. It is fully functional as a finished, complete video game.
And so it's version 1.
Version 1. 1.0, they call it there
I've seen more and more games go to final in the last this year, it seems like. It's like more games.
Doesn't
just
it
like,
seem
you know
like
what?
That? Yeah, it does.
It's final.
I don't know what that means.
Clearly,
it means that the games are, it means they're ready. But I don't know why this year, why suddenly a lot of really
like Terraria
long,
just finally said, okay, this is the official release.
I think
Terraria's been here forever.
Yeah, Terraria's been here longer than I feel like I've been alive. Yeah. Nonetheless, we're gonna talk about one of these, and it's one I'm pretty excited about, and I'm actually playing with friends, so I feel like I have enough of an experience with it now that I can talk about it and talk about it with some authority. So the game is Deep Rock Galactic 1.0. now available. I think just Steam, but maybe console. I don't know where this all is, actually. It's impossible.
I'm pretty sure it's on consoles as well, because I've seen it somewhere. Where'd I see it? Let me look it up.
I'm looking it up, too. Platform. Oh, the problem is it has a platform gun in it, so searching for Deep Rock Galactic platform is not a way to get your answer, because there's a gun in there called the platform gun. Platform. Let's see. I'll just say consoles.
Available for.
Consoles. Okay, this is available for. Let's click it. Oh, let's go to their website. Deep Rock Galactic. Welcome to Miners. It doesn't welcome say. Miners. Does it? Okay, Windows, Steam, and that's it right that's now. It. Okay.
Really? Okay, maybe, I could have swore I saw it somewhere else.
Maybe more's coming. The controller support in this thing is really good, so I wouldn't be surprised to see this very quickly show up somewhere else. All right, small team. These guys, what made it, called Ghost Ship Games. It's a 1-4 player cooperative first-person shooter game. Where
Ghost
you
Ship or Ghost Ship?
Ghost Ship Games.
Gotcha.
Like remember Ghost Ship the movie?
Yeah.
It's like that, only
it's like that,
better.
Except with, a development team
only,
instead.
Yeah, exactly. So Ghost Ship Games made it. That's not the important part. The important part is you're a bunch of dwarves. And that's what makes it great. So here's what you do. It's a shooter. You got guns. The world is like this kind of cool polygonal, almost low poly looking thing. But it's super stylistic, and I really like how
right,
it looks.
Right, right. And it looks a lot better. I'm watching gameplay right now, and I was with you. I got it early on. I think we got it at the same time. Mm-hmm. Was probably the alpha or something. I don't know what it was. But I didn't play it for too terribly long because I kept getting lost. Mm-hmm. Because I wasn't very good with that mule and whatever else was going on. I'd dig in a hole somewhere and I'd be like, oh, I'm lost.
Yeah. It's easy to get lost in this thing because it's a big, like gnarly environment, and it's new every time you go in there. So every time you play it, you're playing in basically a new version of the game. And
now you're landing on a meteor, right? Isn't that what's going on? You're like,
so you're in a space
station.
You're in a space station to start with. And up on that space station, you can gear up, you can change, you can add new perks to your weapons and things that maybe you unlocked the last time you made a run. There's like a whole space station to hang around and do things. And you're all future dwarves. Imagine dwarves from like fantasy games, but this is like in the future. And in the future, dwarves are still way into mining for crap. That's their main jam in this world. That's all they want to do.
So what, instead of steampunk, we flipped them over to sci-fi.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, basically, it is a lot like that. It's just like, hey, what if the fantasy tropes of dwarves just carried forward?
Right.
And that's kind of the result of this thing. So you get into this pod that's got a giant drill on it, and you and your four friends, or you solo, if you want to play the game solo, you totally can. I think it's actually really fun solo. It's also really fun with a group, but there's different ways to traverse the environments. When you go by yourself, you have a drone.
Hookshot.
When you go on your own, you have a drone that helps dig stuff for you. You can tell it to go like, hey, go mine this thing that's too tall for me, or go drill through this place so we can get on the other side, so that you're not doing all the work. When it's multiplayer, that drone does not exist. You have your four different classes. You've all got different ways to traverse the environment and to mine stuff. A driller, for example, has just got two big giant drills on him, and he can just drill through anything, just going barreling through things. You got a soldier type dude who's just nothing but, blowing up creatures, kind of your main soldier dude when bad stuff happens. There's an engineer that makes turrets, and those help you in the fights. Yeah. They also make cool ways to like get to higher places.
Why do you need turrets? I thought you were mining stuff.
Well, here's the deal. You're mining stuff, but not unlike other co-op shooters like Left 4 Dead, for example. There's a bunch of creatures down here, mostly big spidery looking things, and they don't like you in their place. They're not into it, turns out. By the way, this guy who's playing right now is not. There you go. You got to use your F key a lot to toss out these flares, and the flares are what give you visibility in these dark caves. So always be hitting F is my recommendation.
F spam. F.
Like right now, he's doing this where he's just banging around, and he shouldn't be. He should be using his drone.
This looks like. Are you sure you're not playing some video that I played one time? Because this looks like my gameplay.
It looks
for
like
sure.
About how you'd play, yeah. Which is kind of fun.
Now, isn't that little spider thing that goes with it? Is it called a mule? Is it also a mule?
All right, so that thing that comes with you is separate. That thing's called Molly, and it's a
Molly.
Molly mule. That's a portable mule thing that carries all the stuff you mine. So you have a certain amount of inventory, and if you mine a bunch of minerals and you fill up, you got to go dump it into Molly, and Molly will just follow you around.
Can you send Molly back to the to the resource dump, or is it?
No, she just has, she has unlimited capacity. You can just keep filling
her up.
But you go there with a goal. So it's like, all right, we need 500 megabyte or whatever the dumb name for the stuff is. And maybe there's a secondary objective where you got to pick some mushrooms or whatever. So you go do those things and you dump those into her, the little spidery robot lady. And she's there multiplayer or single player. She's always there. Okay. Right. So she's just a part of the game. When you're done and you call the rescue ship or the whatever, the drop pod to come get you, she takes off toward where it's going to land. And creates she creates a bunch of little flags behind her so you can easily follow where the hell you got to go.
That's right. I knew that was something because I was thinking she used to take off for some reason. And I guess that's what it was. She was getting back to the drop ship.
Right. And this game is crazy. The levels you get into are just like, oh my gosh, this cave, where does this go? Does this go forever? Oh no, I'm back where I was before. Like, it definitely has a challenge to the navigation, but in a fun way.
Is there any type of like rescue? Like if you get lost really bad, or are you just like screwed?
You can always like
call the ship
and be done and get out of there. Right. If you get really stuck, you can you have a map, so you hold a tab and up comes the map, and the map will kind of tell you where you're at, if it's higher, if it's lower, where you got to dig, that sort of thing. It's almost like, I don't know, it's like Warhammer 40K dwarves.
Ooh.
And the whole time they're going, hey, you got to get more of the stuff to bring it back to the ship. Like, they're always yelling these great, like,
so that's
things.
The kind of dwarves they are, right? They're not like future space dwarves. They're like, oh, grizzly. Arr!
Yeah, they're totally like that. As you can see right here, right. He's fighting a bunch of spidery looking things. They come in mass. You got to kill them all. Sometimes they come in waves, so you got to take
Horde
care of a
mode.
Wave. Sort of. There's lots of ways to play it, you know, on lower levels, so you're not feeling like you're totally overwhelmed, especially in single player. But in multiplayer,
this
is a blast.
Now, when you get back to the ship, it seems like I remember I always getting back to the ship area and going, I don't know what to do now, because there's like a whole bunch of terminal spots that you could go to that did different things. I remember getting lost in that a lot.
Well,
I was lost in this game a lot when I first started.
They vastly improved that experience in the ship. When you're back on the space station or whatever it is, right, there's all sorts of stuff in there that you have access to. One of them is just a cosmetic thing where you're like, I'm going to make my dude have a cool hat because I can unlock the hat, or I'm going to, you know, make him have a bigger beard than he had when he went before, or whatever. That's just cosmetics. You have others where it's like you assign your buffs and your, you know, your improvements or whatever. There's a terminal for that. They all make it very easy to follow now. I think it's a lot better than it was. Anyway, I really like it. I think it's rad. It has
sounds much improved. I've got to get back into this. And I swear I saw it on a console somewhere. I could have swore I saw it on the Xbox or someplace, or maybe it was just coming to or something.
It might be coming to. Right now they don't list it on their site, but maybe something.
And you say you played this with the keyboard?
Keyboard and mouse. I also played it with a controller. Tried it both ways just to get a feel for it. I played it by myself and I played it with four people.
Now, was it four random? Well, three other random people?
No, they were friends of mine. I played with Bo and John and Kyle.
You didn't invite me then. Oh,
no, I didn't invite you at all.
I get it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you just weren't invited. And we're just going to leave it at that. You just weren't invited. Actually, this is good to know.
Only in my library.
I didn't know you had it. If I'd have known you had it, I think I would have put your name on the list and said,
with friends. Yeah. It's Brian now. Look at there. He's got it.
Yeah, if he has it, we should do that. I don't know
We should rename this show to Coop. Go ahead.
I don't know if I can play with strangers or not. I've never done it. I assume you can.
I played with strangers, and I immediately regretted it. You probably know. If you've ever watched me game, I like to play my single player, if it's an option, before I jump into multiplayer, because I am terrible when it comes to a learning curve, because I am so distracted.
Yeah.
And I played right away on this one because I was like, well, that I got lost really bad during the single player. Maybe it's a different experience when I coop with other people. And I did, and I got just as lost, because you can kind of see everybody, because you can see their names like far away. Mm-hmm. As they get further and further away as they go.
You can tell how far away they are from you usually.
Yeah. Because their little name gets smaller and smaller. It's like, oh no, I can't see.
This guy's terrible because he's not the videos. He's not using any stuff.
I'm telling you, you may have found some old footage of me playing this game.
It's entirely possible, I suppose.
Because I had terrible trouble with the hooks and the flash and the mule and everything. I was terrible. I don't even think Molly had a name yet. I just called him Mule.
Well, I think it, well, maybe it's, no, it says Molly now. And they yell
I
at
believe
her,
you.
Molly,
I believe
get
Molly.
Your arse up here. Like that all the time.
Get up here, Molly. I need some Molly, Molly.
So here's the other thing. The game is got overwhelmingly positive reviews on Steam and has since the beginning. People who like this game really like it. I want to say this, though. If you don't like what I've described today, this loop of like go down, get the stuff, kill the stuff, get out of there, get more stuff, go back, let's do it again. The randomization aspect, the co-op aspect, like none of that sounds like fun to you. You may want to skip this one.
This right. Now, are the tools pretty standard? Like you pick a class and you got that class has those tools and you really don't get to upgrade any. You just kind of
oh, you totally work can upgrade on a linear path. You can totally upgrade them. You get there's not okay. only not only like skins and cosmetics, but also you upgrade their abilities. So for okay. example, if you've leveled up your Gatling gun soldier dude, one of the perks can be hey, you can carry a ton more ammo. Or, hey, one of the perks. Gotcha. I mean, think of it how it works with, like, Call of Duty or something. It's like sort of like that.
Right, right.
Okay. I haven't unlocked a ton of stuff, so I can't speak to the end game. There's also something in that space station now that says, like, ultra deep rock or some. I can't remember what it says on the terminal, but it appears to be a thing like end game where you've mastered everything and now you're really going to go to hell and get the good stuff. Like, I can't tell what that's for. There's a was bar. There? There's a Go bar ahead. Where you can talk to a bartender robot, and he'll give you drinks that give you buffs for the next run. Just weird stuff like that. There's a weird mini game where you're trying to get burnt.
Now, when he gives you the buffs, is it in the form of some ale? Is it like
oh yeah,
like a dwarf would do?
Yeah, okay, like a dwarf right. would do. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like they stick to the dwarf stuff pretty close. It's just like, hey, what would these guys be like in a technology setting? And it turns out they just live in a greasy garage and they can't wait to go get more shit off the wall. And they're just great. They're great. I love it. It's endearing.
Now with this game, was there any like, oh crap moments where like you was going along and it's just like, oh, I can't believe that just happened. That is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Well, other than
any of those moments.
Yeah. I mean, there's some definite moments of the biggest moments for us when we were playing together was just the intensity of some of the waves. Cause we weren't playing on easy or anything. It was like, here comes the horde. We're all going to die. I'm out of ammo. What are we going to do? Shoot, we don't have enough of this stuff, this Verninite or whatever it's called, to get a drop ship to come down or a supply pod to drop so we can get more ammo. I mean, there's stuff like that that goes on that just makes for really intense multiplayer. But in the single player game, I just love like big cavernous space. And
oh, yeah.
I love just chucking a flare and seeing everything and going, all right, I got to go over here, got to do this. Like, there's a real Metroid kind of feeling to it. It's hard to explain.
Okay.
It's kind of I get a Metroid vibe when I play this by myself, which is a vibe I like. I like that feeling of I'm alone here. There's nobody here to help me. It's all a mystery. What is all this shit? I don't know, but I'm gonna go do it. And so even one of my guys going, I love to shoot me gun or whatever. In my heart, I'm going, ooh, mysterious, weird, like. I don't know. Ooh. I get that kind of cool vibe from it. So
yeah.
Anyway, if you haven't tried it, or if it's been in your library and you're just like, man, I can't wait till they're done with this. They're done. 1.0.
They're done. They're still up.
You know, updating it, doing patches, and you know, paying attention.
Yeah.
Part of the reason that they've got the incredible reviews they have, and part of the reason the game was so well received at launch and before, is they have been one of those devs that is just constantly telling you what's going on, keeping everybody informed, why this change is happening. Making changes based on community feedback and like doing it meaningfully, not just like we heard you. We're gonna think about maybe doing a thing you said. Like they'll do stuff based on their high end player community, and they'll do it.
When I'm browsing for a game on Steam, and the game has been out for a couple of years, I always look to see when the last news update was.
Yeah,
because if there's no news updates for like a year or two, I'm out. I'm like nah.
Yeah,
there's nothing here that is alive. It is archived.
It's not even like it's dead. It's like you don't know because they just lazy. Yeah. They just not feel like telling you. Like, why aren't they talking to their community? Like, it's super obnoxious.
The spiders are scary.
All right, you
man.
See this? So you're about to see it happen. Molly is running ahead, and she's leaving little green.
Hey, Molly. She's little green poops.
Yeah.
Follow me.
Those are like,
I'm Molly.
Yeah. Follow these. This is how we get back. And that was not in there when I played the game.
It was not. I don't think it was either. It's definitely not to that frequency.
Yeah. It's a quality of life improvement that I highly approve of. helps you just get right back where you need to actually go. Like right now, she's heading back to the pod. It's landed. You have like 5 minutes to get in there. You usually have enough time, but on harder levels and with a bunch of people, the spider hordes start getting nuts. And at one point, we were so screwed on ammo, we just said, just run past them. Like, let's just get out of here. And so we ran as quick as we could just to get away.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love it. I've said all I can say about it probably, but it's just a very cool game. And now that I remember that you play it, maybe we should stream some of this and do a little two-man.
We should totally do this again. I would totally drop back into this. And you're the one who actually told me about it the first time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I thought it sounded pretty cool. And I said, I'll try it. And I kept getting lost. But I know this is a game that I would enjoy.
Yeah.
I just felt like it wasn't ready at the time.
And it wasn't.
But it looks like it is.
But it's polished as hell now. Feels really good. Right. So here he is. He's getting in. Why can't he get in? Oh, you got to wait for... You know, excuse me, Molly.
Coming through.
Molly's got a sync up her bullcrap. There you go. They're in. And normally four of you, you know, if you play with four of you get on the ship. Now you're out of there. You go back up to the thing. And boom, you're in. You win.
We're playing Deep. What is it? Rock? What was it? Deep Rock?
Deep Rock Galactic 1.0. Out now. Check it out. It's very cool.
Check it out.
By the way, it takes place on the dark caves of Hoxus 4, a dangerous planet full of minerals, biomes, and bugs.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Yeah, there's lots of cool stuff like that as well. All right, Brian, now that we've talked about that, tell me about, I'm excited about this because I also have this on PC. So Fury Unleashed.
It is a roguelite action platformer that focuses on combos. And in my opinion, it's very good at flow. And I'll talk about flow just in a little bit. How's it going, Flo? Now, I had told Scott, I got a couple of code smiths for the developer, and I said, it's very cool, and I'm going to give you the one that's on the Switch. And then I realized I already redeemed it. Sorry about that, Scott.
Bastard.
I know. And the bad thing is, I haven't even played on the Switch.
Oh, no way.
Not at all.
You really are a bastard. Jeez.
I am a bastard. When I first got it, I didn't realize what it was. And I was like, oh, just try this out. What is this all about? And it's like, a roguelite action platformer with some kind of questionable art. So
I know the questionable art part is definitely a thing, dude. I definitely felt that when I first saw this back in the day. I was like,
I was like, I don't know about this art, but the art is very important because the art, you play the titular character of the hero Fury from a comic called Fury Unleashed. And so in this comic game, you're playing to get past a bunch of wonky crap. Mm-hmm. Can I say wonky crap?
You can say wonky crap. Something else. Say it.
I didn't. I stopped.
No, you can say you can.
I stopped myself.
You should say it. Say it again.
Wonky crap. All right. So what makes this game fun? I'll tell you what makes it fun. It's got flow. And what I mean by flow is there is in the platforming and the shooting, there is times when you forget everything that you're thinking about and you're just doing.
It's really got a great feel to it. I agree.
It has a great feel. It's like the best flow game I ever played probably was Sonic the Hedgehog. You know, it's just like you get to a certain point and you're like, okay, I gotta do a few things. Then it's like, oh, I'm back on the little trail again. Spinning around. Now this doesn't do all the spinning around. Actually, what you're doing is you're navigating through panels in a comic book.
Yep.
And that is the map. So when you bring up the map, when you first start, the map is all blank and you can't see what's going on. You're trying to go left to right, top to bottom, as Americans read comics.
Yeah.
So,
only
but
Americans.
It's not always a direct path. Yeah. Each panel may have an entrance or an exit that may not lead to where you're trying to get to. Each entrance to exit is a chapter. So you finish a chapter and you move on and you fight bigger and stronger bosses. If you die, here comes that roguelite. You're out. Got to start over again.
You know what it reminds me of? You take stuff back with you, of course, because you can upgrade your stuff. But it's basically like a hardcore heavy metal action version of Rogue Legacy. That's basically what this game is.
That is a great description.
Yeah.
So you'll drop out. Now, you do keep some of the things, but you don't keep everything. You keep your ink. That's the thing you're collecting. You're collecting either black ink or gold ink. The black ink allows you to purchase upgrades in your skill tree as you go along, mostly to armor and abilities and weapons. But the gold one you can spend in game while you're going through, because you'll run across several places where you can purchase either weapon upgrades temporary, usually temporary upgrades, and allows you to do stuff like you can fast travel between panels, which is really good because there's nothing worse than going one direction and ending somewhere on a maze and going, ah, crap, I got to backtrack through everything. Yep. So you can fast travel through. By the way, there's a guy who's following you throughout it. His name is Mr. Doodle.
Yeah. Yep. You're not wrong.
Right. So Mr. Doodle will occasionally give you challenges while you're playing that challenge your abilities to do your platforming or possibly your combos. Like I said, this game is high into combos. You are well rewarded for your combo actions. Mm. If you fail a combo actions, you fail that area and you have to start again.
And you suck.
I said a lot of bad language.
Yes, you did.
What's that now?
I said, and you suck. No, I don't mean you.
I didn't suck.
I don't mean you. I don't mean you. I'm saying, like, if you don't do it, I don't know what I'm saying. If you don't do it right, you suck. That's what I meant.
It's hard. Okay, so the thing about this game is it is hard, and it's supposed to be hard. Now, I played hard because there's two levels. I thought it was a really interesting concept of how they handled this. They said you can play hard, and they kind of described it and said this is how it's intended to be played. It's brutal, as you would expect. Then there's the easy mode, which is for streamers if you're trying to talk while you're doing this. And I was like, well, darn. That's kind of me because I was streaming this game at the time,
yeah.
But I went ahead and played hard anyway. But I didn't think it was that hard because I played this on the PC to start with. Mm-hmm. This just released, I believe, yesterday, which would have been the 17th of May, I believe, released with full version 1. And what's it going to say about that? Oh, so it finally released full version 1. I played it a couple of days ago, and I was on the PC, and I went through the tutorial, and then I started the regular part, and it just started lagging out really bad. And I thought, well, maybe it was just my computer rebooted. I had the same problem, so I had to drop out and play it on the Xbox One S. It played smooth as butter there for me. Yeah. Now, this laptop I was playing on just has an NVIDIA 1050, not a Ti or nothing, just a 1050.
It's pretty good, though. But it's not bad.
I know, and I played through the tutorial, so I didn't understand why it got so laggy afterwards. Now, I know that the tutorial is kind of is on rails, and the rest of the game is generating random maps as you go along, but I, like, waited. I'm like, I'll just wait and see if
that is, because I haven't had any problems on the PC version. Even during early access, it ran like a champ for me. No issues.
Right, exactly. So I figured it was probably just me. I didn't look too far into it because I knew it was about to release an update. And so I was like, it's not a big deal. I got it on the Xbox. I played it there.
Sure.
No more troubles at all. Super smooth, super slick. Loved it. And I love the music. It's hardcore music. I love the themes. I love the comic theme. I love Mr. Doodle, even though he freaks me out a little bit. Okay, he freaks me out a lot. So when you're going along, you get to loot a lot of things, and you get weapon upgrades, you get armor upgrades, and sometimes those things are just temporary while you're playing. And right. Then as you go along, you can upgrade it. If you take back some black ink, would you? You can upgrade proper.
Yeah.
Now, my favorite guns. My favorite guns was the dual SM. Was it SM56? Is that it? Was it SM5? What are those things?
I don't remember.
Can
you remind me if the game? Yeah, it's dual wielding. Can you remind me if the game has limited ammo? I don't remember. I can't remember.
So some weapons have limited ammo. No limited ammo. They do have a longer reload. So
right.
You can upgrade your character as you go along.
I like that stuff. I like that stuff a lot. I prefer these games when I don't have a limited ammo resource. But they limit me in other ways. Like, oh, well, this reload's slow, so I need to upgrade it next time I'm out. Or, you know, that I like. I don't want to worry about ammo in a game like this.
Right. I'm glad that when I played on the PC, I played it with the controller. I could have played it with the keyboard, but I played with the controller. And I'm glad I did because you have a couple of different modes you can use. Really, it's just a choice of how you want to use the buttons. One way is kind of like almost like a dual stick shooter. You can just, you know, point in the direction you want and it just shoots and you can use the other.
I kind of like that.
But it gets complicated because then they like map your jump button to like your left shoulder by default. And so it was really confusing for me to try to do that, like try to do the dual stick and do the jumps and stuff. But they're really smart how they laid it out. Eventually, I found a scheme that worked for me and I was able to, like I said, get into that flow. And it was great. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed the crap out of this game.
Yeah.
It is Fury Unleashed, and it is like on sale right now. I think like $17.95 or something. It's under $20 on PC, Switch, and the Xbox.
I will repeat what Brian said, or I will echo what he says and say that is a rad game. And don't let the stoner kid in detention drew this on his desk art style throw you.
Right. Okay? Oh.
Yeah.
And if you do get it, if I would get it on the PC if I could. Well, I think the Switch is good, but I really think the PC stands out because they've integrated the Steam Workshop into it. And so while I was playing on the PC, I was able to fire up my character and change my character's face to Earthworm Jim.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, by one of the one of the players.
Then you've just convinced me to stay with the PC version. Well done.
Yeah, I think the PC version probably shines the best. But like I said, I just ran into a little bit of trouble. No judgment at all. I really think they'll get that figured out. These devs have been very active. If you go to Steam and look, they're very active and they're very
people really like the game too. It's well reviewed. Community likes them.
Yeah.
It's a good recommendation. Nice indie game that holds up and does what it promises to do. Again,
awesome game studio.
I just want to say one more time, don't let the stoner kid art fool you, okay?
That's what I thought at first too, because I was like, I'm not going to like this. I'm not going to care for it. But Awesome Game Studio did a great job, and I actually started to appreciate the art after a while, because honestly, if they could have went a lot of different ways, and it probably would just seem generic.
Yeah, it's just a little. But it's just good. A little. It's metal for metal's sake kind of vibe to it.
Yeah,
it's fine. Yep. There's a '90s thing. If you're willing to accept it, that game will give you all you want and more. So
yeah,
play it. It's fun. All right, my next game is not an indie title, although it feels kind of like it was released as one. Even though I would not consider it one, but here we are. Mech Warrior 5, Mercenaries.
Mercenaries.
Mercenaries. All right, so this is a bit of a hard pick for me, or hard one to even talk about. So I have such fond feelings for the old games, especially Mech Warrior 4. Well, 2 and 4 really stood out for me. 2 is like 95 or 6 or something. It's
wow,
very old.
Is it that old?
Yeah, these series have been around forever. This is all set in the Battletech universe. A universe I really dig. These are my kind of giant robots, totally into mech jockeys and that kind of stuff. It's just a cool thing. Big burned out worlds and interstellar conflicts and all the war and combat happening on the ground in these giant mechs. It's just my jam. So I love this normally. And I was really excited when 5 got announced, because I thought, finally, dude, a freaking sequel to this game. The sequel is available on, or this game is available on the Epic Store. When it launched there, it was a full retail price. It also just showed up last week, which is why I've been playing it on Game Pass, Microsoft Game Pass on PC. And so I finally said, you know what? I have no excuse. I already have Game Pass. I'm paying like $5 a month for that. Why don't I play Warrior 5 Mercenaries?
Where do you get the money, rich man, Johnson?
Super big money there, that $5 I spent. Anyway, so it also had some pretty rough reviews. Metacritic and otherwise, and I thought, oh man, maybe this isn't it. Maybe they didn't pull it off. Like, I don't know. I'm nervous about this. No excuses. Installed it. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's not gonna change the world. And the story is hella dumb, but the rest of the game is great because you're in a giant mech that needs to cool down. That's really hard to slow down if it's running fast. Your body twists differently than your upper torso, so you gotta keep in mind where your legs are running and where your body's running, and make sure you got enough missiles. And if you don't, you got to use a laser, and the laser's going to overheat you. So you better find some river or something to go cool down in. Like, some of that stuff is so cool.
That's just basic. I mean, maybe that's the problem. Maybe that is, you got to have those things, right?
Yeah. They're just there because these are standard staples of just not just Mech Warrior, but like any mech game. That's what you do. Like, I remember Hawken had some kind of cool.
Oh, God, we haven't played Hawken in forever.
I loved Hawken. The PC versions got dumped. They don't do it anymore.
Oh, really?
No. You can only play it on, like, a PS4 or something like that.
What?
F those guys. Piss me off. I liked Hawken. Hawken was cool.
Loved Hawken.
I had some problems, but for the most part, I enjoyed it. Anyway, the point is, this has all those staples, and if that's what you're looking for, it's pretty good. If you're looking for, like, next-level VO and really great storytelling and that campaign to really pop in that kind of way, you might be a little disappointed. I think that's what bums people out about it. Technically, it seems to run fine. It does seem to have trouble with controller support, which I like to play with these games. It's all mouse and keyboard right now. Or it's that, or my controller's weird. I have a weird controller issue I'm trying to deal with. It's causing problems in lots of games. But I did finally play it. It's a Battletech mecha game. I keep saying, did I say Battletech before? I think
Mech Warrior 5.
Well, right. Battletech is the universe. It's like the tabletop game all this stuff's based on.
Right.
This was made by Piranha Games, just to give some credit, released in December of last year. And this is how long I've been waiting for it. This is the first single-player MechWarrior game since 2002. So that gives you an idea of how long ago 4 was. And
That's so cool looking, though. I love mech ideas, though. It's such a cool idea.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, just giant mechs are just badass. And they're dirty and rusty.
I grew up on Robotech, so, I mean, any of this kind of stuff just...
Yeah, it gets all that stuff, excited. Too, is great. But what I like about this is it's rusty and garbagey. And, like, the core of the first mech unit you get, they make some comment in here, but, like, careful with that thing. It's over 200 years old. And I just love how stuff is old and, you know, falling apart. Here's my biggest complaint. And, yes, it is on Xbox Game Pass as well, I believe. I'm not 100% sure on
that. I believe.
It is. Oh, it also has features some ray tracing if you turn that stuff on. I haven't done that yet. I should probably try that so I could talk about it, but I didn't because I was just too busy playing it. It's very cool. Here's my big complaint.
Okay.
These games have always featured in between missions. You take your mech back to base and you have to have it worked on because you beat the shit out of it in the fight. Okay.
Right. That's the penalty.
Happy to do it. Like, let's get him in there. The mechanic dude's like, all right, let's see what you did to her this time around and whatever. So you hang up your mech and they tell you all the broken parts and you're like, well, I want to fix this and this, and you only have so many resources, so you can only spend so much on whatever. And then there's another mech you can use for the next mission if you want, or you can speed time up and have this thing, you know, be fixed or whatever. All of that stuff.
Or just go buy some turnips while you wait.
Or get turnips. All that stuff is kludgy as F and not well implemented, and it really put me off. So the biggest struggle I have right now is the in-between mission stuff, and it's bumming me out.
Right.
It made me want to go play
anything else.
What's the other one? The one I'm playing off and on, it's the turn-based one based on the board games. Is it just not Battletech? Yeah, it is Battletech. That's an awesome, awesome game. Not one of
the names. I like Nossums.
Nossums are good also. Anyway, it's I guess what I'm going to say is if you have Game Pass, no-brainer, and you like this mech stuff, freaking go for it. It has first-person mode, it has third-person mode. It looks great in battle. The physics are awesome. If you're just looking for some really cool shooting business with mechs, that slow, methodic, shootery stuff, this is going to be your jam.
Is it all single-player mission campaign kind of thing, or is it...
There's some multiplayer stuff, but I have not touched any of it, so I don't know.
Right.
The old game had some kind of... Like, I remember MechWarrior 2 or whatever it was I played in the 90s so much had, like, deathmatch... sort of stuff in it, and I've not messed with anything in here, so I don't know. I have no idea. But it's cool and worth
MechWarrior 5 Mercenaries. You say it's on the Epic Game Store. They've been throwing out some crazy deals lately, like got a $10 coupon.
Yeah, I didn't get that. Why didn't I get that?
You didn't get the $10 coupon?
No, I didn't.
I think anything you purchase over $15 would give it to you automatically. Oh. I thought.
Well, I haven't bought anything in a while from there. I get all their free games, but
I know. I'm just a leech. I'm just an epic leech.
I like all the free games. I do like that.
I like the free games. A lot of free games going right now too. Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yeah.
I mean, they're giving away the shop.
Did you hear about that hack that happened? Hold on.
Was it hot coffee? What was it?
No. Hold on. Where is this? I'm gonna find this. It wasn't hot coffee, dude. This just happened. Here we go. GTA mods and cheats. No, that's not it.
No.
There was some kind of weird... As soon as it went free, somebody did some crazy hack that really messed around with the game.
Jerks.
I can't remember what it was.
Can't have nothing. Man, just take your free game from Epic and get over it.
Yeah.
When's Epic going to start really cracking down? When that Fortnite money slows down some? I want to know because...
I don't know. I don't,
I'm curious.
If Fortnite money slows down... I mean, obviously, a lot of what they'd get to do... with this, a lot of the leeway they have is because they've got so much money from Fortnite, they don't have to worry about it.
Right.
But I don't know. Who knows what they're doing? This is a cool game, though. Recommend it, especially on Game Pass, because you got nothing to lose. Let me know what you guys think of it out there. Email me and tell me, because I'm really curious if anyone else is out there like me that's sort of into this stuff. It's kind of...
The only thing that really was drawing me to it,
it
was the ray tracing. But I don't have an NVIDIA RTX, so I was really... almost any game that is, I want to see starting it. To experiment with that.
I want
to
see that? It. I want to see how that looks, but I'm more, I mean, I wanted this to be just a good mech game.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, if you got to look at something cool, I mean.
And the fights are, by the way, mechs. The fights are way cool. Like, there's nothing right. wrong with the actual fighting in this game or the actual shooting. Like, the that stuff feels real good. You need barreling through buildings and just stuff's crumbling all around
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Like, there's just, I'm a juggernaut. Just badass stuff going on. So, anyway, there it is. MechWarrior 5, Mercenaries,
we need a,
play at your own risk. Yeah.
We need another good Transformers game.
I agree.
Cybertron was awesome.
It was. What happened since then? Nothing. Nothing good.
Nothing. Nothing.
I agree. Maybe something's in the works. Let's see. Transformer game.
More than meets the eye.
Transformers. Let's see. Transformers. New third-person shooter game coming. Ooh, what's this? What's this? Game developed by a certain... Let's see. Turn that off. Okay. Transformer. Okay, this was February 20th last year. So whatever it is,
oh,
it's
no.
still in the works. Still
it's
happening.
Dead. Oh, it's still in works? Okay.
Certain Affinity. Affinity is the developer working on something. So I'll be down. Let's give it a shot.
I'll be down with that. You got me. I mean, even though you didn't give it a glowing review at all, MechWarrior 5... It makes me kind of want to play a mech game. I think it's just because I haven't played any mech games lately, and I'm willing to take anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let us have our video games. We like to play them.
Just give us our video games, you fool.
All right, Brian, tell me about Jet Lancer. You don't have to tell me much because I played it also, so this will be a fun
Oh,
little,
did you really? Oh,
yeah, I really like this game, so tell me your take.
I love this game. So it's described on Steam as Jet Lancer is a high-velocity aerial combat shooter mm-hmm. where you duel enemy aviators, which is kind of what it is, right? Yeah. I was trying to think of what game it reminded me most of.
There's that old arcade game. What was that called? Flyaround.com. What was it called? I don't remember.
Fly Around arcade game. It was great. You just flew around and then you blew up some stuff. So it's all side scrolling physics that are impossible to describe, really, is what they are. But I played it with the controller and it took me a while to figure out what I was doing.
That's because the only way to play, by the way. Do not play with a keyboard. I highly recommend not.
I didn't do that. Yeah. Pilot Wings, that might be it.
Not Pilot Wings. That's a Nintendo game. That's different.
Or is it Time Pilot?
Time Pilot.
Sounds right.
Time Pilot. That's it. That's totally
I can
it.
See the game in my head, but I can't think of a stupid title. But no, I think you're right.
It's
I think it
totally
is
Time Pilot.
Time Pilot.
Absolutely it is. I played that. I put right. more quarters in that. If I had the quarters back from the time I put those in that game, I could go out and buy like a brand new Switch and give it to my son or something. Too many quarters in that game. Oh my gosh. Time Pilot was rad. Anyway, go ahead.
So you get your combat shooter and you pick your little operations here. And as you go through, you find out that you really suck at flying things from side to side. Mm. At least I did. Mm. There's two different modes in the controller. I had a lot of trouble this week with my controller stuff.
Really?
So there's two different types. There's an arcade type.
Is this you playing, by the way? This is totally you playing, isn't it?
In this video. This is totally me playing right now. Yeah. I'm just zipping along right now. If you want to watch some painful gameplay. By the way, I love the little ship. The little ship is cool. It's just a little few
awesome.
Pixels on the screen itself. But the way they illustrate it, it looks like an old school kind of game, like a Pilot Wings or Time Pilot, excuse me. And so you go mission to mission, and each mission is broken up into several battles.
Why aren't you shooting people? Oh, there you go. Okay, sorry. I was annoyed that you weren't actually shooting anyone for a while.
Oh, no. What I'm playing right now is basically a tutorial where you got to, well, it's not a tutorial. You got to hack a tower. So you got to fly in a certain area. They're trying to get you trained on how to use this plane, which is a highly experimental plane.
Yeah.
And so they're trying to get you to be able to fly in circles.
Yeah.
I couldn't hardly do it. It was driving me crazy.
Yeah, it's
you do have unlimited, man. You have unlimited basic fire. So it just keeps going. You just shoot these huge bullets that are about the size of your whole plane.
Yeah.
And at first I couldn't get into the groove. It seemed like every time I tried to do a serpent, you know, like flying pattern, the other guy would do like a counterclockwise loop-de-loop. And I'm like, I can't shoot these guys. But eventually, once I got the controller under control, I found this game also had a good flow to it.
Yeah, it does. I immediately picked up on it because, again, I played a lot of Time Pilot, and it immediately felt like that to me with even more control than Time Pilot had because it was just a crappy 8-way stick back in the day. So with the full analog, you're like, It's the smoothest butter. Yeah. Like, I had the opposite experience of you. I immediately went, oh, I'm back home here.
I think it's because I was messing around before I even started, and I switched it to the wrong control set because you got arcade or shooter type.
Yeah.
And I wherever the default was, I chose the other one. I didn't realize that I was messed around in the settings. And I should have reset everything to default before I started.
Yeah.
And so I just couldn't figure it out. It seemed like I was always going in the opposite or not doing anything like I thought it would.
Yeah. You can switch that up and super easy and go back to the other way. And I think you'd probably like it better. The arcade setup is the way to play or whatever.
Right.
Whatever default is the way to play.
So you're Ash, a cocky pilot, right? That's what you do with these games. And you got a captain. The captain's all pissy. And so you have to deal with all this little dialogue in between. But it's kind of fun. It's kind of like a fun little banter going on.
Amazing,
and eventually,
amazing
after you get a little way, did you at least get as far as getting the cat engineer?
No, that I haven't gotten that far yet.
I
didn't get very far at all, although I've watched a lot of video, and some of the boss battles are the coolest damn things I've ever seen. I can't wait to get to them.
Boss battles are insane.
Yeah.
So everything you're doing it's got good progression because they're teaching you how to, you know, very slowly how to play the game. Each level goes, okay, we're going to up this little bit. We're going to teach you this new trick, and you just kind of keep going until you get to the boss battle, and you finally you're able to somewhat master. Easy to learn, tough to master this game.
Yeah.
So once you get to the boss levels, that's where you really get in trouble.
I like the mission variety in it. It has a weird mission selector, though. You're in like a boat on like a flat plane thing.
Yeah.
And you float this boat around and run over hot spots on the water. It's very weird.
The choosing your adventure is the weird part because you're right. You're going around and it's not like a boat. It's actually like a battleship, but it rolls around like a little, like, I don't know, like a hovercraft or something. It's really weird. And apparently at some point in time, you can upgrade that from the cat will come along, the engineer, and he can, if you beat certain areas, he'll unlock some hyperdrives that allow you to take that thing onto land and to get into the city. I'm interested in where all that's going.
Yeah.
So it's really funny to talk to the cat because the cat is so snarky. As you
say,
expect.
He's a cat, like an actual cat. Okay.
He's an actual cat, but he's intelligent and he's wearing. You've seen Upright. He's got one of those. You've seen Upright.
Yeah.
You've seen the movie Up. He's got like a voice box on that translates what he's saying, and so. You know, you'll get about a good 5 minutes worth of him making cat jokes, and then he'll give you some information that's worthwhile, and then he'll tell you what you need to get so that you can upgrade and get to the next level.
The cat sounds like it's some anime bullshit going on, but I'll take
it. It really is, but I do really dig the experimental aircraft aspect. And by the way, you get graded for each area that you clear. And there was more than once that I got a D-, which is the absolute lowest score you can get.
You can't get an F, huh?
No, F is fail, and you have to start over.
Okay,
you can't complete an area if you get an F.
Gotcha.
You can complete an area if you get a D-, and I said, I'll take it. I don't care.
Yeah. The in-between bits where you talk to dudes, they all remind me of, like, what was that game?
Now, that reminded me of Robotech. It's very anime-ish.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. Like but what am I thinking of, though? The old GBA game where you took turns and you had tanks and little dudes and everything. What was that called?
Tanks and Little Dudes. I remember that.
War time.
War. Well, I don't know what that was, but I was playing Jet Lancer this week, and that developer is Code Wakers. And those guys sent me a free copy to review on keymailer.co, and I did just that, and I played this, and I posted it. I streamed it on Twitch, and then I threw it on YouTube, and I had a good time.
Yep.
You know what my favorite part is, though?
What?
Are these, you have your primary weapon, which is just bullets and stuff, and then you have your secondary weapon, which varies, but I really dig the multiple rockets. You can charge it up and it'll just this barrage of like rockets will just come flying out, and if you shoot it and you fly right behind it, you have to kick the turbo to keep up with them, and you just fly towards the enemy, it'll just start taking them out. Very satisfying.
Chat room, just to give you some closure, yes, Advanced Wars is what I was looking for. Thank you.
Right.
Sorry.
By the way, this is this is very positively reviewed. This came out May 12th, 2020, and it is on Steam for $14.99. It, like I said,
same price on the Switch, by the way. On the Switch, same price.
Yeah. It took me a little while to get into it. Once I got into it, man, I really dug it. But yeah, I was. Oh, but as you beat each boss,
yep.
you will know what your next power up will be, because whatever the boss weapon is, you collect it and you take it back, yeah. And then the cat.
Then the cat makes it part of your shit or your stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yep, I'm trying to swear less. So stuff is what I mean.
Swear less, heart of your poop.
Yep, heart part of your poop from the cat. Cat poop, nailed it. Quick mention, you remember Moonlighter? Talked about that like twice.
Oh, yeah, show. I love Moonlighter. It's on everything right now.
Yeah, it's on, the Switch version is currently only $10, and I already own it on PC and played a ton of it, but I thought, you know what, that'd be a fun game on the go. So I'm starting a fresh game and played it. I bought it on the Switch. $10.
Oh, boom, boom. Nice.
Man. Very good game. So you guys should go check that out if you like.
I believe I picked it up on the Epic Game Store for free.
Did they have it on there? They did.
At one point in time.
Yeah, they did. I already had it on Steam by then, so I didn't worry about it. But
yeah. Am I just to mention is going to be a little Animal Crossing. I did something I wasn't sure if it would work or not. Okay, so if you don't know, if you have Animal Crossing, each island is specific to the Switch that you started on. And once you start it there, that is the island that is there. Now, as a Switch user, you can have multiple Switches, and you can start a new island on a second Switch after you started the first one.
Right.
However, you cannot visit the other island unless someone else is playing, and then you can go visit your island unless you do local play. So that's what I did. I visited myself because I was curious if I could do it, because usually the game will recognize and tell you, oh, you can't start it on your second Switch because it's already running on your first Switch. Mm-hmm. So I opened up on first Switch and opened up the local, so it turned the internet off. And so I was able to launch it on the second one. Mm-hmm. And then I visited myself, and we had a good time. We had a good laugh. We had a good laugh. It's like,
yeah,
oh, hi, Brian.
Myself.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Oh, weird. I did not know this was a thing you could do.
And so then I wasn't even sure. I didn't look it up or anything. I was like, I wonder if I can visit myself. I'm like, I don't know. Cause I needed to hand off some things from one island to the other.
Sure.
And I was wondering if I could just throw them to myself. And sure enough, I could. So I threw one up on the TV with my controller and I held the other one in my hand. And it's
weird, dude.
And it was weird, but I like it.
That's pretty freaking weird. I don't think they want you to be able to do that, but I like that you did.
I don't care. I did it anyway.
Well, they're your Switches, damn it.
I was playing with Mr. Doodle.
Yeah, that's not a euphemism or literal translation. Brian played with his doodle. All right. Mm-hmm. Well done. What do you think of this stupid stamp day thing? Are you doing that at all today?
Blathers, I am so not excited about that. I've been excited about a lot of events.
It's quick, though, dude. You can rip in there and out. You get in there, you go inside the museum, which I know you're not super cool on right now, but just run all around that museum. And just take all the shite you need.
Right.
You're just all it is you just go to these stamp stations and stamp your card that you've been there, and then go do all that in the fossils place and do that again in the fish place,
the aquarium.
The aquarium. Do it all in those places. Get it all stamped. And then you get some. I don't know what reward you get, but it's quick. It's easy.
Right. Oh, I might have to do it then. Yeah. But me and Blathers aren't. We haven't talked in a while.
You guys aren't friends right now.
We're not talking right now.
Well, he's an owl. What do you expect?
He's an owl. Hoot.
All right. Well, after all that talk, now this.
It's a me, Mario.
Time for Guess My Game. We guess each other's games by playing a little clip. And I'm going to start. Here's my thing. I feel like what you gave me was last week's, but I'm not sure. The waveform looks the same. So I guess we'll find out in a minute. But here's this. This is your guess of my game. Ready? Oh, I'll give you a range. Let's say 1995. And let's say console, okay?
1995 console.
Here you go.
Okay.
It's got really cool intro music.
Is this on a Sega?
Yeah, it is. You can hear that chip. The sound chip is so Sega. Hey, here comes actual combat. I should have told you it was combat, but here you go. Any guesses yet? Are you feeling it?
No. I don't recognize that sound at all.
Someone in the chat got it.
Yeah, I don't.
Did you hear that horrible voice chip? Whoa! It said.
No, I definitely know it was a Sega, but I just couldn't tell. I don't know the game. I don't think I've ever played this one.
All right, you give up? I'll tell you. I'll tell you what it is.
I give up. I don't know this one.
This game is Vector Man. Vector Man.
You Vector remember Man. Vector yeah, Man? I never played Vector Man.
Yeah, yeah. Till Israel had it, I think. I think that's who had it. Yep, Tally had it in the chat room. Well done. Yeah, it's a. It was a. I thought it was a pretty cool game at the time. I was still messing about with my Genesis, although PlayStation 5, 1 was just around the corner. Like, I think the next year we all got it, something like that.
You know what? We should start having the chat room call in, and then we'll like keep giving hints until they either get it or lose.
Yeah, we can give them a game code if they win. We could totally do
that.
Yeah, we should do that, actually. That's not a bad idea. All right, write that down on that list of things that we're not allowed to tell anyone about.
I know. Shut up.
All right. Well done, Tally. Good job. Well done. Your game foo is strong, says Ken from Chicago, and he is correct. All right. Brian, here's my chance. I'm going to play it. You tell me if this is the right file or not, all right? This is what I pulled down today, so I hope it's the right one.
Yeah.
This is last week's, isn't it?
Yeah. Try clicking that again.
All right. Let me click it again. Hold on.
No, that's Kung Fu.
Yeah, that was Kung Fu from last week. But that's what was on here until about like 5 minutes before the show. All right. Here we go.
Whatever.
Okay, now I'm playing it. Oh, wait. Yeah, it's the same file. Yeah, I just clicked the link again. It's your, it's whatever this boot 246-the-game.mp3 is.
That's not that, right.
That's hold the file I just clicked on.
Hold on a second.
This is to get you back for me being so dumb last week about a whole game that I had reviewed before and didn't remember. This is your version of that. Hold on a second. Oh, I hear something. Is that you? I can totally hear that. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me. Can you hear it?
Yeah, totally can hear it.
Okay.
I'll guess what
this
is. This
is my audio. I'm clicked on the same link and I'm getting this.
Oh, that must have some caching thing going on. Let me try this again.
Is that loud enough for you?
Turn it up again. You had it louder before. There we go. Oh, I know this. Is that one of those you turn yourself into a big ball of shit games?
What's that?
Is it what turn yourself into a big ball of trash game?
Yeah, what's that turn called? Yourself into a big ball of trash.
What's it called?
2004, I believe.
You roll around and you pick up like garbage and things and people and stuff. And yeah. It's weird and it's Japanese and it's got that weird king guy in it or whatever, the Lord of the Planets.
Weird king guy, and he's like,
what's the name of the game? I'm going to look at the chat. I'm sure they know it. I just want to see if I can figure this out.
They got it. They got it in the chat room.
But am I close? Am I on the right? Am I on track here, though? Do I have the right?
You are. It's 16 years old now, if you can believe that.
Oh, my gosh. What the hell was that called? You roll all over the place and you pick up the stuff.
You pick up the stuff.
Kitteroo.
Close. Kitteroo.
Kamachi Jones. Kamachi Jones. I don't know.
Katamari Damacy.
Ah, frick. I knew that. Gosh dang it.
Ah. Yeah.
Oh, that hurt. Oh, I knew it, dude. I knew it. All right. That's the game. Wow. That sounded okay for a game that old.
It does. I don't know why the caching was going on with the other one. That's just odd.
Yeah, like right. I just refreshed the page, like hard refresh, and I'm clicking the link again. Same thing.
That is weird.
Isn't that weird? Do you name the file the same file every week? Or
no, I named it different. This is Boop 246.
Oh, I see it. Because when I click it, it says 245. I think what's happening is you've got a link in there. Yeah, click on the edit link. You have the old link to that file.
Oh, you know what? Only part of it is, because if you click on the whole whole cell gives it to you, but if you go inside, maybe it's got
It doesn't matter, because whatever it links to is what it links to. So if you hit the edit link button, a little pencil there, when you hover over it.
I'm on the iPad. Whole link just says 246 for me.
Okay. That might be why, because when I do the edit link option, which only you can do on desktop, it says Boot 245. It's got the wrong link in there. So basically
that's weird. But yeah, on the iPad, I'm like clicking it right now. All it says is 246. It won't give me anything else.
That's weird. That's weird. Also, weird. I can't stand how Sheets works on other platforms. That drives me crazy. I wish they would make it more universal. It drives me nuts.
Just fix your stuff.
Fix your stuff. Speaking of stuff, we got emails to read, or email this time. If you'd like to email us, you can. The Boop Show, sorry, boopshow@gmail.com. There's no the there. It's just boopshow@gmail.com. Or if you go to the webpage, frogpants.com/BOOP, you'll notice there's just a form there. And you don't even have to give us real information. You just put it whatever you want and hit submit. There's no verification. There's no nothing. You guys could send us like totally rude comments if you wanted. We don't care, but it's a fast way to hear from good people. So if you want to use that, that's totally fine. Anyway, Steve C. wrote in and said, Boop game sound quiz. All right? He says this. A fun trick to pull. I'm reading this because I don't think we can actually do it. A fun
I'm reading it. It's not good if I'm reading it.
It says, a fun trick to pull on Brian would be to get the clip of Lost Vikings from the stand-up arcade game that you can play in the rec room of Jim Raynor's battlecruiser from StarCraft 2. Oh, man,
that would blow my mind.
He says, I managed to beat the game and get the achievement. Thanks for all the entertainment, Steve C. P.S. is the important part of his message as far as I'm concerned, because that other bit, I'm just not going to do it. I mean, that's just hard. A bunch of work, and I don't want to go do that. It's just a bunch of work, okay? So his P.S., though, his postscript is, Half-Life Alyx is awesome on Oculus Quest and worth the money, not too scary.
Yes!
I keep getting this close to pulling the trigger on that game, and then I back off because I don't know if I want to play a whole game in VR like that. I don't know. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't.
I'll be honest with you. I've kind of fallen off VR for a while because I was waiting for a complete game. I've played a lot of gimmicks, and I've played a few games that were very immersive for a few hours.
Yeah.
But I haven't played anything that's just like that could come close to rivaling what I do, on a PC or a console or anything.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in something that could be long form. Can my body even take it?
It can't. I know. And I keep. He says not too scary, but I've seen some. It would scare me. It would scare me plenty. Oh, yeah. I have no illusions about that. People can tell me it's not scary. I know it is. I've seen what it does. And I know what would happen to me. Okay. So there's that. You'd
poop your pants.
Send us more emails. We
have to call this show Poop.
Yeah. Poop. P-O-O-P. That's the new name of the show. Enjoy. All right, that's it for that. Send us your emails. We love them. We'll read them on the show. Frogpants.com/BOOP is our website. That's frogpants.com/boop. You can also leave us voicemails. We don't get near enough for this show. 801-471-0462. And then Brian and I will play around with this idea of maybe you guys guessing and winning codes.
I like that. I think we can pull something off there. I think it'd be good.
We could too. I have to think more about it.
I don't know if too much hassle may be Scott's final answer.
No, it may not be because...
Right.
We have to get the clips no matter what, because we do it anyway. And then now it's just a matter of you guys call in on the hotline, make a guess, hang up, make a guess, hang up. Like, it wouldn't be that much extra work. So and copying and pasting a code to you guys is a piece of cake. So anyway, I think we'll do that.
Piece of cake.
Twitter, we're at Boop Show. Brian's at the Brian Dunaway. I'm at Scott Johnson. And the show is at Boop Show, which I already said. That was redundant. I guess that's everything. Hey, Brian.
And today is May the 18th, 2020.
Yeah. Brian Ibbett. Oh, wait. What? I got all the Brians wrong. Let's just do all the wrong things at once. Do you have any final words of wisdom for the crowd before we go?
Yeah, absolutely. My Xbox Game Pass expires this week. What am I going to do?
That's set your butt on fire, because you really should have that. It's cheap. Get it.
My butt on fire.
Well, unless I guess you got to pay for the expensive one because it's on your PC and your Xbox, right?
Right. I got to do both. Oh, $14.95. What am I made of money?
If it was me, I would just do the PC one because I don't have an Xbox, so that doesn't really count. All right. Well, that's great word of wisdom. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We hope to see you next week when we do a new show. Until then, have a fantastic time. We'll see you then.
Is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
I don't like steam. I love steam.